Now it is time to talk to our insider, Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. With President-elect Donald Trump set to return to the White House and Democrats likely losing control of Congress, all eyes are on Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi to see just how long she will hold on. And we may be getting some hints as to what her next playbook is. All right, Phil, Pelosi is 84 years old. Do you think she has the stamina to last another term?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw her the other day. She has the stamina. She has the mental acuity and the physical endurance to go for another 2 years. It's only 2 years. Question is, does she go beyond that? But stands right now is kind of amazing. At 84, she's still probably the biggest force within the Democratic Party, in part because of the elections have, you know, turned a lot of people out. She openly was critical and questioning of Joe Biden's decision to stay on for as long as he did, saying that it made it tougher for them to come up with a candidate. And, you know, you don't get that kind of say unless people are listening. And right now, she's probably the only voice I can think of in the Democratic Party that people are listening to.
So under what circumstances would you see her leaving?
Well, first of all, like I said, she's 84. Under 86, that's really getting up there. Second of all, her husband, Paul, who suffered that attack from the guy with the hammer, he's doing good. I mean, his mental is there. Physically, he's a little slow. He has to sit down more than he used to at functions and such. That could be playing on it. The other one is whether or not she can hand off or get her daughter elected to replace her. It's long been in sort of in the rumor mill and in the works behind the scenes, a possible contest between Christine Pelosi, her daughter, who's a Democratic activist, and State Senator Scott Wiener. The most recent play out of that was Pelosi and Christine's role in helping to pass the San Francisco firefighters pension initiative that just passed on the ballot. And they credit Nancy Pelosi and her high rating in San Francisco still at the reason why it came from behind and actually passed, even though it was going to cost taxpayers money. So locally, she's got quite a bit of pull.
Has she ever held office, Christine Pelosi?
No, she has not ever held office. Like I said, she's been a Democratic activist, but no office there. So that's sort of a showdown that everybody's anticipating, but kind of been also trying to steer clear of. Nancy Pelosi is sort of a party unto her own locally. She didn't endorse London Breed's re-election, in part because they didn't get along all that well. It wasn't the greatest, but and also because she also had ties to the Daniel Lurie and his family and their backers. So she sort of floats above the fray, but eventually I think it's going to settle down and she's going to get local again if, in fact, her daughter runs. It would be an unprecedented race, but you have to remember, that's something that runs in the Pelosi family. After all, Nancy herself was the daughter of a Baltimore mayor, and her brother was a congressman from Maryland. So she knows about dynasties, and if there's a place to have a dynasty, it would be San Francisco.
It's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live weekdays at 7:30 a.m. and 5:50 p.m.